Before we start, please be aware that this is an AI-generated audio. Now let's get started. In an environment desecrated by human touch, where the spectral hum of bees is but a whisper of the past, an unexpected genesis emerges. Cast aside the eulogies, for there is a new rhythm beating in the apocalyptic wastelands of pollination, the drumming wings of rugged insects, unheralded champions, asserting dominion in the quietus of their delicate predecessors, beetles, cockroaches, and flies. These are the unsung pollinators, the disregarded architects of survival. Lacking the aesthetics of buttery wings or the poise of hovering hummingbirds, they scramble through the ruins of the floral realm with clumsy determination, fashioning it into a niche where they fearlessly thrive. In this film noir of the natural world, one can't help but marvel at the resilience of these critters. They navigate a landscape of mutagenic plants, themselves twisted parodies born from the nuclear swaddling of humanity's industrial appetite. Who could foresee these lowly beings, so often the target of disgust and revulsion, would rise as unwitting heroes in the climate's dark narrative? Their narrative, undoubtedly, is unintentionally heroic. Amidst the backdrop of environmental cataclysm, you will not find eloquent speeches or grand gestures. What you witness is the mechanic buzz and fervent scuttle as these creatures partake in a ritual as ancient as life itself, but under the harshest of spotlights. Their evolution is a wonder, no less transformative than the metamorphosis of moth to butterfly, albeit shadowed by the tenor of irony and sorrow. Who could construct a tale where the roach is the harbinger of life and the bee, a relic housed in the mausoleums of memory? Yet let us not don garbs of optimism. We are not swayed by the facade of resurgence. These new actors on the ecological stage perform not in a drama of revival, but in a final act of grim determination. They serve as placeholders in a dystopic tableau, hustling within the bounds of a world declared lost. One might be tempted to frame this spectacle as nature's ingenious adaptation, but do not be coaxed into complacency. The narrative of insects ascendant is far from a triumph. It is but a blip in the timeline, a stopgap to an inevitable end. The pitter-patter of tiny legs on petal and stem, the industrious jostle for pollen, is nothing more than an echo of what once was, and to what end? These accidental placeholders cannot shoulder the Eden that once was, their reign a mere footnote in the annals of planetary demise. As we witness the unlikely pageantry of beetles garbed in pollen, we are offered no solace, merely a glimpse into the repertoire of nature's contingency plans, plans which underscore man's hubris and folly. In this unending night of our world's lament, where synthetic pollinators failed to ignite hope, where the flutter of a thousand wings is replaced by the chitter of hardy survivors, we close the chapter on the quaintness of life. Brace yourself, reader, for the sun has set, and in its absence, the insects ascendant scour through the twilights of our neglect.